morning, everybody. Welcome back to My Subaru as we continue and wrap up Psalm 23. I can't believe it's been a month since we began this journey, but today we wrap it up and I want to try to quote it to you one more time. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They say that life is a journey, and that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I disagree with that. Yes, the journey is vital and important, and it is part of the process. But there is a destination that matters. And for you and I, that destination is to be in the presence of God. Fully in the presence of God. We have limitations right now because of sin, because we live in these bodies that are decaying and we live in a world that is decaying. But our hope is in that day when God will renew all things and there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And we will have new bodies and we will be in the presence of God like we have never known before. Now, the house of the Lord was a tangible representation of the presence of God. And so we have to be careful that we don't make the mistake of thinking that God is somehow more present at church. And we might call our church the house of the Lord. We might call the building the house of the Lord. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, but we must be aware and we must remember that the presence of God is not limited to or constrained by a building. The Jews in the Old Testament had a very strong sense that God was tangibly present in the temple. And that's why it was so difficult for them when the temple was destroyed by the Babylonian Empire. Part of their grief, part of their shame, part of their crying out in agony was that they had lost the temple. It had been destroyed. It is as if God had completely abandoned them. They would then rebuild the temple, but then that temple would be destroyed once again in 70 AD. And the teachings of Jesus was clear that he was a new and better temple. And then the teachings of Paul in the New Testament describe you and I as followers of Jesus as being the temple of God. In other words, the presence of God is in you and I. But yet we put our hope in a day when the presence of God will be so much more. It's as if we're watching an old VHS tape. In an old box TV that's black and white. That's what the presence of God might seem like for us now, but one day it'll be like a big screen, flat screen, 4K TV. And yet even that doesn't compare to what reality will be when Jesus renews and creates a new heaven and a new earth. And we get new bodies. And so life is like a journey, they say. You know, I was thinking about when my kids were young and we would travel, perhaps to Colorado to see my brother. And we go on these long drives. And the question would always come up, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get home? How long is it going to be? And I always had a standard answer. And it always worked. It always satisfied them when they were young enough. No matter how far we had to go, I would always say, oh, about an hour. You see, kids have no concept of miles. They have no concept of time. And so I could just tell them about an hour, and they'd be okay. And they go back to their video or their game or whatever it was. It always seemed to satisfy. But you know, you and I on this journey, sometimes we wonder, when is it going to end? And maybe we're not wondering, when is the journey going to end? But maybe we're wondering, when is the hurt going to end? When is the pain going to end? I really appreciated what Max Lucado said in his devotional on Psalm 23. He said, kids have no concept of time or travel. For some of you, the journey has been long, very long, and stormy. In no way do I wish to minimize the difficulties that you have had to face along the way. Some of you have shouldered burdens that few of us could ever carry. You have bid farewell to lifelong partners. You have been robbed of lifelong dreams. You have been given bodies that can't sustain your spirit. You have spouses who can't tolerate your faith. You have bills that outnumber the paychecks and challenges that outweigh the strength. And then he says this, remember this. God may not always do what you want, but he will always do what is right and what is best. He's the father of forward motion. And so trust him. Trust him on this difficult journey. He will get you home. And the trials of the trip will be lost in the days of the feast. Let me say that again. And the trials of the trip will be lost in the days of the feast. One of the things that pain, that difficulties, and that trials remind us of is that this is not our home. This is not our home. As much as we want to feel settled, as much as we want to be content, as much as we want consistency and predictability in our lives, we always have to remember this is not our home. And that yearning that we all have, that sense of longing that we all live with, is a loud reminder that this is not our home, but one day, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But for now, we're tired. And for now, Max Lucado says, it's hard for us to see the city in the midst of the storms. The desire to pull over to the side of the road and to get out entices us. We want to go on, but some days the road seems long. But let me tell you, brother, let me tell you, sister, it's worth it. It's worth it to hold on to your faith. It's worth it to persevere in the pain. Because we have a God who entered into history. He entered into reality of our lives. And he met real pain so that you and I could answer the question, where is God when it hurts? We have a God who knows what it's like to yearn, to long, to hurt, to suffer. And so as we wrap up Psalm 23, I just want to encourage you, man, whatever you're facing today, whatever burden you're carrying, whatever longing seems to be unfulfilled, hold on to hope. Hold on to hope. It is worth the fight. It is worth enduring. It is worth the pain and the suffering. Because we have his promise that one day he will wipe away every tear and there will be no more tears. And by the way, we're also told that he bottles every tear we shed. So hold on to your hope. Hold on to your faith. Lean into his presence for you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you guys.